Phil Elson, voice of the Arkansas Travelers, joins us. The Travelers, a farm club of the Los Angeles Angels. And Phil, breaking news today, big blockbuster news. Free agent slugger Josh Hamilton has agreed to a 5-year, $125 million contract with the Angels.
Yeah, how about that trade? Doesn't that come out of left field? Yuck, yuck. But, I mean, nobody would have expected this. We all thought, and I think a lot of people in baseball thought, that the Angels, once they passed on signing Zach Greinke to about the same contract that it looks like they're signing Hamilton to, were sitting out and might be standing pat from there. And they talked about, the rotation being the thing that they were trying to remake in the bullpen, but man, it turns out to get a shot to sign one of the preeminent sluggers in baseball, get stronger at the same time while weakening one of their division rivals in the Texas Rangers. It's a shocking contract, no doubt.
Yeah, I believe it's a very, very good signing. I wonder though, and maybe you can answer this. And Texas kind of had him like on a junior high type plan as far as having somebody around him. Do you think the Angels will do that also as far as helping him along his way?
I have a feeling that probably is the case, Matt, and I think that he... Yeah, go right ahead. Thank you. You got it. No, sorry about that, guys. I think that, that's something that Hamilton probably grew more comfortable with. If it wasn't a decision that he made himself, I mean, somebody that has fallen, as many times as he has and in a public manner, I think he seems to understand that he might need somebody to lean on, and it's not that the spotlight's going to shrink at all as he moves from the Dallas market to the Los Angeles market, and with that kind of a contract comes bigger expectations. Even though you've got a lineup with the likes of Mike Trout and Albert Pujols, I think the pressure probably grows on somebody like that. But I guess in this case, he's not the marquee player on this team. So maybe in that sense, he can share the burden a little bit.
Phil, you just attended the winter meetings over in Nashville. A lot of times things like this come out of that. Did you get a sense that something this big was about to happen when you were in Nashville?
No, I don't think anybody thought that the Angels would be the team that signed Hamilton. And it's interesting because the winter meetings this year, not much went on. Last year there was the big Pujols contract, which occurred at the winter meetings 2 years ago, were all of the contracts that the Red Sox took on, and Carl Crawford and Adrian Gonzalez and all that stuff that happened. So the winter meetings the last 2 years had been very eventful. This time around, it was really smaller stuff, which I guess kind of helped lay the groundwork for this signing by the Angels. And keep in mind, this probably wouldn't have happened today if Zach Greinke hadn't signed with the Dodgers just a few days ago. The offseason is like one big puzzle, and you can't move the puzzle along until each piece is into place.
Right.
When these big free agents end up in one of these places, that opens up the spot for the next piece of the puzzle to be inserted in there. And that's what happened here.
Talk about the top of this lineup for the Angels. How daunting of a task is it for
a
pitcher to
face? It reminds me a little bit of like the Tigers lineup.
Yeah. Well, it's a pretty dynamic top of the lineup. And really, 1 through 9, the Angels are going to be a pretty dangerous team. And they're not done remaking their club, because with this contract they're taking on with Josh Hamilton, and the fact that they now have 3 center fielders in the outfield, and Mike Trout, Peter Borges, and Hamilton, and then a guy like Vernon Wells, the most expensive bench player in the history of sports, and Mark Trumbo, who played a lot of right field last season. They're going to have to make another move.
Well,
whether it's Trumbo or Borges, or maybe Kendrys Morales gets dealt, but the Angels aren't done. But it doesn't matter. You're right. You look at the top of that lineup, and Mike Trout is your leadoff man. I don't care who you bat second, if it's Howie Kendrick or Eric Ibar. Might be Ibar because he's a switch hitter and he can stand in left-handed, so then you get Trout right-handed, Ibar left-handed, Pujols batting third, Hamilton batting fourth. Who do you put after that? I mean, Trumbo fifth or Kendrys Morales fifth. It doesn't matter because for those top four, it's pretty frightening.
Yeah, and they lose Torrey Hunter to the Detroit Tigers and pick up a Josh Hamilton. not a bad get for the Angels.
No, it really isn't. Yeah. And by the fact that they lost Torrey to the Tigers, this is somehow that pays for half of the money that they're paying Hamilton per year. I think Torrey was about $12 to $13 million a season, and Hamilton's about 25. So, you know, they look at the money that they let go. Dan Herron, Irvin Santana, Greinke, whatever Greinke was making, I'm not sure what it was, and Torrey. That's a lot of money that they had locked up in just four players, and maybe this opens up that sort of money for to sign somebody like this. And we can't minimize what these giant television contracts mean to teams in the big markets. Look what the Dodgers are doing. Over the last 6 months, they've taken on, in some cases, two teams' worth of salary. Angels are in the same market, and they're putting together big television deals as well that pretty much help them pay for Pujols. So it's somewhat of a case of the rich getting richer, which is what one thing baseball was trying to prevent happening.
Well, you look, and you still have Weaver and Wilson, correct?
They still have Weaver and Wilson.
Who do you think they're going to get? Because they're going to need some arms to go along with these bats. Who do you think's on their radar?
Well, the Angels just the other day signed Joe Blanton to a two-year deal. They signed, they lost Herron, they lost Irvin Santana, and the way that they're remaking their rotation is by bringing in some lesser, I guess, the pitchers that cost less, and trying to piece it together that way. I've heard maybe Kyle Loesch could be somebody that they're looking at, the Blanton signing was one thing that I think caught people off guard. He got a two-year deal, averaging something like $7.5 million for a pitcher that has seen better days and is getting a little older. We thought that the Angels' starting rotation would be a real strength last season, and it turns out by the end of the season that wasn't necessarily the case. I don't know. I mean, they paid the same amount of money for Josh Hamilton as they could have paid to sign Zach Greinke. So you're seeing a little bit of a shift with this organization that for years was known as a sort of a National League-style club in the American League, pitching, defense, base running, and the occasional home run. And now it looks like they're kind of going the other direction. And that's I don't say that as any accusation. It's a different group of people running the team, and they've got a different philosophy. And you know, this affects the Travelers in some ways by this is not an organization just right now that is building through the minor leagues, obviously. So you wonder how that affects the talent level at Double A where the Travelers play. And it's a great thing for the Angels. I'm not sure how great of a thing it is for the Travelers for this kind of a contract for Josh Hamilton.
Phil Elson, voice of the Arkansas Travelers, joins us on the Sterner and Havis Agency Hotline. And, Phil, before we get into one other breaking news on the baseball front, I did want to ask you about the fact that in the unfortunate incident that these players now up there in Los Angeles need a rehab assignment and might get sent down to Double-A, they would be over at Dickey Stevens Park.
They would. You know, I would say that this next season will be our 13th as an affiliate of the Angels. And in the previous 12 years, there has been zero major league players down on rehab in Arkansas. So that's probably not going to happen.
Well, this could be lucky 13, right?
You would like to see something like that, sure. You know, they came close a couple years ago. Torrey Hunter had a hip injury.
Right.
And the only way that it could happen, I think, is if the Angels are either in Kansas City or in Arlington, where geographically it would make sense to send one of their players to, a city that's close to either of those two towns. But, the Angels have an affiliate in San Bernardino, which is 40 minutes away. Their AAA affiliate is in Salt Lake City, which is one flight away. And then you also take into account, do you really want to send one of your major leaguers halfway across the country, two flights, when you can send them on a 40-minute drive or a two-hour flight to Salt Lake? So it just makes more sense for them. I'd like to see major leaguers here. I think it would be a nice tie between our fans and the big league team. But just logistically, it doesn't make sense for the Angels.
This other news on the baseball front, breaking news, according to ESPN, the Red Sox have reached a two-year, $26.5 million agreement with pitcher Ryan Dempster pending a physical.
Yeah, and Dempster didn't necessarily work out the way that the Rangers would have hoped. That's what happens this time of the season. Teams see that they have a hole that they have to fill. Players get more leverage in some of those situations, especially when those aforementioned pieces of the puzzle start to fall into place and prices start to rise a little bit. I don't necessarily know if Ryan Dempster is worth, I'm not sure the number you quoted, $13 million, something like that, but if the market says that's what he's worth, then that's what he's worth.
Yeah, he's got a good agent. And you talk about the Travelers, and you obviously get to watch them play. Who are some of their up-and-coming guys that you could see that play for them that could be making the jump to the major leagues?
Well, out of last year's team, there were a few guys that got the so-called cup of coffee with a late-season call-up. I think it looked position player-wise, and it was a little bit more of a down season. The Travelers had a real tough time scoring runs. But I think next season, we're told, that's probably not going to be too much of an issue. C.J. Cron, I think, will be one name that Traveler fans will get used to next season. Cron is a slugging first baseman, a right-hand hitter, played at the University of Utah, was the Angels' first pick two seasons ago, and was one of the leaders in the minor leagues in RBIs and hit over 20 home runs. I think he'll probably be kind of a I guess statistically, remind you more of a Mark Trumbo. Caleb Cowart is a third baseman, I think, who's supposed to be exciting to watch. But out of last year's team, I'd say that Gene Segura, who's with the Milwaukee Brewers now, he was dealt to Milwaukee on the Zach Greinke trade. Gene Segura probably, out of last year's Travelers, will have the chance for the most exciting and most consistent major league career. If you saw him last year, he was a lot of fun. It just he won't be enjoying that success with the Angels.
Phil, thanks so much for joining us on short notice.
Oh, no problem. No problem. Like I tweeted, you saw it. If I'm talking baseball on the buzz with you guys a week after Brett Bielema signed by Arkansas, something crazy must have happened. So it did. Doesn't happen often, but we enjoy it when it does.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Phil. Appreciate it.
Take care. Bye.